As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Issues 2021. I'm Steve McIntosh, and our guest is Latasha Arnaud, President and CEO, Humankind Ministries of Wichita. Welcome to Issues 2021. Nice to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much. I'm happy to be here. Thanks for having us on.
Let's start with Operation Holiday. How long has it been around?
Oh my goodness, this is a long-standing program. We're over, you know, this is it's a long-standing community program that we've been hosting for over 70 years.
And how many people actually receive help from Operation Holiday in a year, you think?
Yeah, so this is the largest holiday distribution program in Sedgwick County, and so we're serving anywhere from 14,000 to 15,000 individuals and families.
Yeah, how many children? I saw a figure the other day that quite a number of children are served every year. Is that true?
Yes. So over half of that number are children.
Okay. Now, I ask this of every week of every person I interview on this show. How has the pandemic had an impact on Operation Holiday? Or has it? Maybe it hasn't.
Yeah, it really has. So last year was our largest holiday distribution program to date, and we really contribute that to the pandemic. Just a lot of families struggling out there with job loss and childcare issues and just all kinds of health-related issues. We've really seen it all. We're actually anticipating this year being even larger, just given that we're still, you know, we're still coming through it, and I don't think we've necessarily seen the fallout from the pandemic as of yet. But last year, due to COVID, we believe was, you know, it was our largest year to date. So,
what about within your organization, your employees and so forth? Have you did you have to close down or anything like that at the shop there?
No, luckily, you know, we have an amazing, dedicated employees and staff here, and we were one of the only agencies that actually stayed open when the pandemic hit and even expanded services and hours. And really, I contribute that to everyone's focus on those that we serve. And we knew that given what was going on in the communities, that our services were really critical to our families and our clients and for the city of Wichita, and so we felt an obligation to do everything that we could to stay open. So thankfully, with a lot of hard work and dedication and just attention to detail, we were working closely with the Kansas Health Department. We were able to keep our doors open and serve a lot of folks that were struggling.
Did any of your employees work from home, though, Latasha?
Yeah, some of our admin staff had that ability, and so they were fortunate. Yeah. Our program staff, kind of boots on the ground, what we consider field staff, given the nature of our services, they really had to be on site. So we took health and safety was our number one priority, both for our employees and those that were staying with us or coming to us for services. Sure. And so some of our staff, they were able to work from home. Others really had to be at our sites and our locations to deliver those programs.
Okay, well, let's go back to Operation Holiday for a minute here. Would you explain to us how it works and what kind of items should people donate?
Operation Holiday holiday, we basically we work with a lot of community partners, and so we have over 100 collection sites across the city of Wichita and across Sedgwick County. And folks can go to our website, which is operationholiday.org, and look at all the information that's provided there. But really, just we're collecting non-perishable food. We are also collecting new kids' coats or like new kids' coats, winter wear like gloves, hats, mittens, blankets. We also, as an agency, we work really closely with Cargill and Dillon's. We give out Dillon's grocery gift cards as well. And then one of our big partners is Toys for Tots. So we will issue toys to children. And then we have a Teen for Teen program. A lot of folks don't know that there are teenagers, of course, that don't qualify for the Toys for Tots program, and so we want to make sure they get something special too. So we will issue gifts to the teens.
Well, that sounds like you got you get some pretty good support from the business community, anyway, right?
Yeah, and you know what? It's really not just the business community. We get support from schools, churches, just the community at large. Honestly, they really rally behind this program, and it would not be possible. It is so large in scale, just from collecting the items, all of our volunteers that inventory them, and then the distribution process. And so really, I can't say enough good things about the community, because it wouldn't be possible with a large group of folks coming together to make this happen.
Do you now, all the things, the donated items, you have, you have distribution or gathering points. Then do you bring them all together under one roof at some point?
Yeah, so our distribution site this year is actually in the parking lot of Town East. It's the old Sears building. And so folks can drop off items directly to our distribution center. And that's where we'll be hosting distribution this year.
Okay, and when is distribution?
Yeah, distribution is going to be December 15th through the 18th. And when people register, so you do have to apply for support services. And again, they can just go to operationholiday.org to apply, or they can apply by phone if they don't have access to internet. And that number is 316-777-6097. They can apply to our phone bank anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And so what happens is people apply, and then they actually get a time slot, a date as selected in those time slots, and then that's when they'll come to pick up their items.
So you answered my next question. So I guess maybe you're psychic.
Well, a lot of people ask about how they can apply, how they can access the service. So we want to make sure we get that information out there.
That's one of the things, one of the reasons we're talking to you today, so we can get that information out. Now, when you talk about these gifts or these items, now who's eligible to receive them, and how do they sign up again?
Yeah, okay, so we do have, there is some eligible, there are some requirements.
Sure.
And if they go to their website, they can check those out, but they're pretty minimum. And what happens is they can either apply online, which is at operationholiday.org, or they can actually apply by phone if they don't have access to email. And I'll go ahead and give that number to you again. It's 316-777-6097. And they can call anytime, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We have volunteers on standby working that phone bank, making sure that we get everybody processed through and get them signed up.
When you're talking about the eligibility, are we talking about how much money they earn, or income level, things like that?
Yes, there is an income level that they have to meet, and we find that a lot of people do, and they don't realize that they would. So we just encourage people to go. It really depends on how many's in the household, and so when you go through that application process, that will trigger that for you, and it's really simple. So we just encourage folks to get on the website or call our volunteer team of volunteers, and they'll walk you through the process. It's super simple.
Before we leave Operation Holiday here, I want you to, if you would, again, tell us what kind of items you need, and specifically, are there specific items that you're asking for this year? Go ahead.
Yeah, so our greatest need always really is kids' coats. We're looking for new kids' coats or like new kids' coats. We always we just don't ever have enough, to be completely honest. And so that's one thing. We always talk about monetary support. Supporting Operation Holiday with a monetary gift of any size, it could be $10, it could be $100, it could be $2,500, really whatever you're capable of giving. It allows us to buy food in bulk from the, we work with the food bank and others at a nonprofit discount. So we really, we can stretch those dollars really, really far if people make a monetary gift. But beyond that, we are looking for non-perishable food, winter accessories, blankets. We even have a pet program where we partner with some local veterinarians here in town, and we provide, we distribute food, or pet food, excuse me. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we are partnering with Toys for Tots. Operation Holiday and Toys for Tots is the same program. So we're looking for kids' toys. And then we have a Teen for Teen program, which is toys for, well, I say toys, gifts for any children age 14 and older, or 15 and older, because they wouldn't qualify for the Toys for Tots program. And so those are some of the items that we're looking for. But again, people can get on our website and look at that wish list of the items that we're collecting, and they can bring those to the old Sears Auto Center in the parking lot at Town East is where we're collecting those, or they can find a distribution site. So there's a lot of, or excuse me, a collection site. There's a lot of collection sites across the Sedgwick County in the city of Wichita, and you never know. It might be your hairdresser, or it might be your bank, or somewhere right located next to your home that's very convenient. And so if you see an Operation Holiday box, we encourage you to throw a couple things in, and we're very grateful, certainly.
All right. Well, let's talk for a little bit about Humankind's work with the homeless. I know that you recently asked for $250,000 from the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County for your homeless shelter. What was the need there? Why did you need that money?
Yeah, so Humankind Ministries, we operate 3 homeless shelters, and we also operate 156 low-income housing. And our housing is really unique in the sense that it's permanent supportive housing. So we have on-site case management and life skills classes. Some of our some of our housing services are actually low-barrier housing, meaning that we accept people that others wouldn't really necessarily accept. So really accessible housing to those that might have an eviction history or might not be able to afford a deposit, and so those kind of things. So we're really unique in the sense that we offer services, everything from street outreach, emergency shelters, extended stay shelters, intermediate housing, and long-term permanent supportive housing. So we have a variety of programs, and one of the things that most people don't realize is about 10 years ago, the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County, Humankind Ministries, and the United Way all used to work together in a partnership to provide winter shelter overflow. And what that means is that during the winter season, there are not enough no-barrier beds in Sedgwick County for the clients that are hardest to serve. So they might still be struggling with substance abuse disorders, behavioral health disorders, criminal background. Just it's really hard for these type of clients to access services. But it's winter time, and this is a life-saving resource. And so Humankind Ministries, we have a variety of competing programs, and we're really focused on that long-term stabilization for our clients. And so we really wanted to get back to a place where it was a partnership to offer this life-saving service in the winter with both the city of Wichita and Sedgwick County. And I'm just really thrilled that they're partnering with us so that we can really reinvest those dollars into some long-term programs that we have here while still offering a life-saving service.
Do you have any idea how many people you're served by your shelters, Latasha?
Yeah, so we here at HK, we serve unduplicated about 1,100 to 1,400 men, women, and families, and we're considered a no-barrier or low-barrier provider, meaning we really welcome anyone that comes to our doors, and we'll find a program that's an appropriate fit for you. And so we want to welcome everybody, and regardless of whatever they have had going on in their past, where they're at now, we really want to help them on a path of recovery and just support. And so we're serving, I would just say, to keep it easy, about 1,400 unduplicated homeless individuals and families each year through our programs.
Now do you offer other services to homeless folks beyond the justice shelters?
Course. So really, our shelters are rooted in really focusing on how to get people housed. So we say homelessness to housing is kind of our motto here. And so what we're really working on is that extensive case management, wraparound services. We work really closely with other providers who actually come into our facilities and offer services. We offer life skill classes like cooking, budgeting classes. We offer haircuts. It is really a wraparound service when they come into our shelters. We have a nursing station. We partner with local nurses and doctors. KU Med has been a great partner of ours, as well as Hunter Health. And so really when they come into shelter, they are getting services wrapped around them, and we are focusing on their unique goals for how we're going to get them housed and back on their feet, and job placement, all of that. And so really it is not just, you know, a lot of people talk about just it's a shelter in the sense that we're going to get them off the streets, and that is true, but we are really focused on that long-term stabilization.
You're listening to Issues 2021 on the Odyssey radio stations, and our guest is Latasha St. Arnaud, President and CEO, Humankind Ministries of Wichita. How is Humankind Ministries funded? Where do you get the money to keep operating?
Yeah, so I would say about, the last time I checked, so about 92% of all of our revenue is community. So individual contributions, you know, family foundations, grants, those type of items. We do receive a small portion of federal funds, and that's through HUD. That's for our housing programs. But in comparison to our budget, it's fairly, it's just very, very small. So really the only way that we're able to do this work is the community coming together and seeing the value and investing in their neighbors and helping them get back on their feet. And so it is the generosity and kind-heartedness of our community members that rally around our most vulnerable residents. And so that's how we get it done. And it's sort of this Hercules effort on everyone's part. And we're so grateful, whether it's the volunteers or some of our business partners. It is a collective effort to impact the lives of those that come through our doors.
That 92% seems to me like that's pretty impressive. I mean, that's pretty good private participation there.
It is. And you know what? I contribute that to just the impact of basic needs and really seeing that firsthand. We give a lot of tours of our campus. We're located in the Midtown area of Wichita, and we're always showing people their dollars at work, and they can see firsthand how it really is transformational. So when somebody comes to us in crisis and we're able to work with them and develop a unique plan, you know, really these are life-saving services, and I think that our donors and our partners, they see that, and they want to be a part of that. And especially with it being local, we're a local nonprofit, a 501c3, and I think that people feel really good that they can see the impact on their community here, their dollars right at work.
Are you a United Way client?
You know, we're not a United Way funded client, but okay. We are a great partner with the United Way. We're a part of the Continuum of Care, which is the COC, and that is a group of providers, homeless service providers, that get together on a regular basis, and we talk about solutions, we talk about, you know, what's working well, what's not, and so the United Way is a facilitator of that, and so we continue to work with them in that capacity.
How many employees do you have, Latasha?
We have approximately 40 employees on staff. Uh-huh. That does go up and down a little bit depending on the season, because we do have some seasonal programs, Operation Holiday being one of them, of course. And so that does change slightly depending on the season and time of year, but consistently we're right around 40.
Do you use volunteers?
So many volunteers. That's the only way this works. And so, yeah, we're a small team for how many programs we have, small but mighty. But honestly, it is our volunteers that make a tremendous difference. You know, we rely on thousands of volunteers for Operation Holiday, and that is not, overstated. We really do. And so what I say is we, from everything from Operation Holiday with thousands of volunteers to a few that come some days a week doing office stuff. We have folks doing campus cleanup. We've got people working in the shelters. You know, you already referenced the winter shelter. We have a lot of committed volunteers. Corporate groups, churches come in, make meals. It really is a collective effort here at Humankind Ministries, and I couldn't be more grateful for that because we just wouldn't be able to have the impact or do the work that we do without those folks.
For many years, Humankind has sponsored the Humanitarian Awards. What qualities are you looking for when it comes to recipients of these awards?
Yeah, so the Humanitarian Awards is such a special event. It is so inspiring and uplifting to hear some of our stories of our recipients, our award winners. So we award anywhere from 3 to 5 winners every year, I guess I should say, recipients of those awards. And we have a committee that reviews the nominations. So we accept nominations in the spring for that event. And we have a review committee, and they select the winners. And I can tell you personally, I've been in those meetings. I'm not a voting member, but it is incredibly difficult. We get these nominations of these just outstanding community citizens, and they have these amazing stories all the way from, you know, college students starting new nonprofits, and they have these innovative ideas, to young people as young as 10. A few years ago, we had a recipient that was 10 years old that wanted to give back to the computer community and had such an incredible story. And so really, it just is an affirmation of all the good work that's happening in Sedgwick County and how really people are just coming together to impact their neighbors. And so it really speaks to our mission when we have the Humanitarian Awards in that event. It's a fun event. You know, we have a band. There's wonderful food. People have a few drinks. We have lots of fun games. But at the heart of it is really to celebrate Wichita's most dedicated and philanthropic community members. And it's such a good time, but it is so uplifting. That's how I would describe it. And I welcome anyone. It is always the third week in August. And so check us out in the summer sometime, and we encourage people to come. It's just a really, really good time.
Now, how long have you been the president and CEO of Humankind, Latasha?
Yeah, so I've been with Humankind Ministries for 4 years, and so just really love this mission and love this organization. And so, yeah, I love my team and couldn't be more grateful to be a part of this effort.
Is there anything in the planning stages you want to share, something new on the horizon, or just business as usual, keep going what you're doing, huh?
Yeah, no, Humankind has so much going on, so many exciting things. We have really taken a thoughtful approach to a lot of strategic planning initiatives, and our board of directors has been working tirelessly on what the future looks like and how do we serve clients and how do we serve them well and how do we scale programs. How do we make the greatest impact for as many people as we possibly can? And what does that look like? So we are really client-focused here, client-centric, and we want to talk about, you know, navigating that system when you are in crisis or life has, you know, unfortunate events in life have happened and you just can't seem to get yourself out of that. What does that look like? And if somebody needs to come to us for services, how do we help them and help them quickly? And so we are looking at all kinds of new and innovative ways to serve the homeless and those struggling with housing insecurities and those suffering from poverty. And so, yeah, we have a lot of exciting things. We are just on the tail end of that strategic planning process, and we'll have some information on the website, but more to come in the next 6 to 12 months, and we'll be excited to share some of those plans with the community.
Okay. Hey, listen, one more time. If somebody is interested in, say, making a donation or they'd like to maybe volunteer, what is the best way to get in touch with Humankind Ministries?
Okay, so yes, absolutely. Get to know us. We always encourage people to follow us on social media. You know, that's real-time activities happening, our volunteers at work, those kind of things. But I would just say go to our website, which is www.humankindwichita.org. That is our website, so humankindwichita.org. And we have all of the information about our programs, our services, how we're helping client stories that we can share with you. And so we encourage folks to just really get to know us. If you are interested in having a tour, to call our office or, you know, email, and we can set those up. We're happy to show you around, take you in the shelter, and actually kind of and see, because a lot of people are really unfamiliar sometimes with this kind of service work.
And, I'm sorry, we are out of time.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, okay. Wow. Well, that went by quick.
Yes. Our guest is Latasha St. Arnaud, President and CEO, Humankind Ministries of Wichita. That's all for this edition of Issues 2021. We'll be back next week. Thank you for listening. I'm Steve McIntosh.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.